So thank you again for letting me to preach this Sunday. It's really a privilege for me and our church. We have been blessed by you so many times during these years, and really thankful for all you have done, all the people you sent to our church during the summer camps, holiday clubs. It's really a blessing for us. And before reading the scripture today, let me give you a background. So yesterday, when we went to Liverpool, I realized two really important things. The first one is that Ashley is like a history book, so he knows everything about everything. And by everything, I mean really everything. The next thing that I realized that I could easily get lost in Liverpool, because for me, for my hunger and eyes, all the houses and the streets looked totally the same. And in Peitzel, my church knows that I usually lose things, my key, my ID card, almost my passport, and sometimes my mind, but the most dangerous thing is to be lost. And let me tell you a story. When we were being married like 10 years, my wife told me that, hey, we've been married for 10 years and you never taken me to a theater. So I decided unexpectedly to invite my wife to a theater, and I tried to do my best. So I checked the best place in Budapest. I just decided to take care of the kids, babysitting, everything. I washed the car inside, outside, have the tickets on my phone, but I printed them as well. So I tried to do everything perfectly. And I gave my wife time and money to buy a new dress, and time just to do the makeups and everything. And we left our home in time and reached Budapest in time. I avoided traffic jam, everything. So it looked perfect. And then when we entered the theater, I was so proud of myself that, okay, finally I could do this. And there was a guy standing at the door asking for my tickets, and I was really proud that, okay, I have the ticket in my phone, on my phone, I have the tickets printed, I gave it to the guy, and he just checking my tickets and say, sir, I'm really sorry, but you are in the wrong place. This theater is the other side of the city, so you can't be on the show, no way. And I was so sorry, but when we were just coming out of the theater, my wife told me that I am pretty sure that one day you will use this in a sermon illustration. And it's true, she was right. But why I'm telling this to you, because I have everything, but just lost one thing. And the scripture I'd like to read to you, it's from Gospel of Mark, chapter 8. And just let me give you a little background of the verses I will read. It's happened when there was a crowd coming after Jesus, and if I were there, if I were a disciple, I would feel something like that. This is the moment we were waiting for. Finally, there's a crowd. People are coming, gathering, and following Jesus. And I would say something like that, hey, Peter, just behave yourself, be nice, catch up, and just say nice, kind words to the people, because they are coming, finally. And don't use bad words like sacrifice or price, only just the nice word. And these are the verses from verse 34. Then Jesus called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? It is so powerful to hear these sentences from Jesus, because if I were there, it would be for me unexpected that, hey, Jesus, these are tough sentences. Just say nice things to the people, but uses these words that deny themselves, take up a cross and follow. But let me tell you some stories about my life. When I was a kid, I was addicted to computer games. And I remember one day, I was like 10 years old, and we went to a department store, and I saw a CD there. And it's like Hard Truck, 18 Wheels of Steel, or something like that. And I just felt that this is the game. This is the game I needed. And this game will make me happy forever. And I told my mom, hey, mom, I need that game. And of course, she said, no, no way. And I was crying, shouting, and doing everything I could as a kid. So my mom finally said, OK, just buy that stupid game and go home. So I was so happy just holding this CD. And we went home. I just switched on my computer, tried to install, but there's no enough space. So I tried to delete every folder, even the Windows, and everything just to have this game. And finally started. And I was sitting there and OK, this is happiness of life and the meaning of my life. And after like 2 hours and 40 minutes, I just finished the game. And I was really empty. And I just feel this emptiness in my heart and inside of me, that why is this happening? Because I thought that this game, all that I need. And it's a funny story, but then we grew up and we changed the game. And we believe that, oh, this lady, this woman, this man, all that I need. And if I get somehow and get married, oh, I will be so happy. Or this job, or this car, or this house, or this anything I need, and this thing or this person will make me happy forever and ever. And then we get married, and then we get the job, we get the car, and we just feel the emptiness inside of our heart. And why is that? Because there's something inside us that only God can fill. And it was a long way for me to realize that. When I was 7 years old, my dad died of cancer, and I was really angry at God. And I said that I don't need you, God, anymore. I don't want you in my life, because I know that you could heal my dad, but you didn't. So I don't need you. And there were some hard years for us, for our family. And time just go, it was a long way for me to realize that I need God in my life. There was an evangelism in our church, and we have a guest speaker from Romania, an old man, and he just told a story that just really touched my heart. The story itself, it is that when he was a kid, there was a fashion in Romania that if you are a rich man, you need to wear a white dress and white jean, white shirt, and this is the way the cool people looks like. So he decided to buy that white dress, and finally, after like 6 months, he gathered the money and bought the white dress. And on the way back home, on his Dacia, it's a great car, he just hit a rabbit on the road, and he said that, oh, hallelujah, what a day, my new white dress and the rabbit for the dinner. So just left the car and trying to catch the rabbit, but the rabbit was still alive, and just the chasing started, and for half an hour, just trying to catch the rabbit in the forest. But finally, he said, okay, it's meaningless, just get back to the car and go home. But it was night, and when he reached the house and opened the door, his mother was sitting on a chair, and my friend just entered the room and say, hey, mom, look at your son and be proud of me. And his mom said, oh, my dear son, what have you done? How dirty you are. Because when he entered the room and there was a light, he just looked at himself and, oh, no, my white dress, it's all black, it's all dirt. And that happened to me. I felt that I'm a good person. I'm better than my two sisters anyway. And I don't kill, I don't lie as much as everybody else. So I don't need God in my life. But that night, God's presence just came really close to me. And it's like a light just switched on, and I look at myself and I say, God, I'm dirty. I'm a sinful man, and I can't solve this because I'm lost. If I just lose my key, I can search for it, but if I am lost, I can't find myself. And that night I said to God, that, God, I need you in my life. And this is where the journey began that night. And I know you, all of them. I don't know you, all of them, and I don't know the situation of your life, but I know God, that He is a Savior, and the salvation is free. It's a gift from God. And this sentence is from Jesus. It's not the opposite, because the salvation is free. But what Jesus is talking about is the discipleship, that it cost our life. And that night I realized that the salvation is a gift from God. I can't do anything to be righteous before God. Only through Jesus Christ the salvation is for me. But that night I gave my life to Jesus and said, okay, I wanted to be your disciple. I just want to follow you. And this is the question and the sentence Jesus used many times. Follow me. Follow me. And just let me tell you one other story. I told you before that I was really angry at God because of the things happened in our life. And when my first kid was born, we went to a hospital because there were some health issues and Barnabas Jr. needs to get some injection. And we went there. He was like half year old or something like that, smiling and smiling and more smiling. And then the doctor came, a really nice and old doctor, and just playing with my kid. And everybody was smiling until the point when the needle and the injection came. And the first pain ever in his little life. And something very interesting thing happened. My kid, my son, was there and crying, shouting, of course, but looking at me, not the doctor, not the pain, just looking at me like, hey, father, what are you doing there? Smiling to that white doctor who just doing everything and hurting me. And I was standing there and say, hey, boy, everything's all right. Don't cry, please. Everything's gonna be all right. And he was crying. And first time I saw that he was disappointed in me. Because he knew that, hey, father, you're just standing there doing nothing. And this thing has really hurt me. Why you just stand there and doing nothing? And we just left the doctor. My kid was all right and already sleeping, but me, I wasn't all right. It was shocking me that I just talking to my boy, that how is that I can't explain you? You just have so tiny brain. How can I explain you what's happening? And that day, God just really came close to me and say, hey, Barnabas, can you imagine how is it to be God? And seeing all the pain you have in your life, all the suffering, and I can't explain your tiny little brain what's happening. I just can tell you that everything's gonna be all right because I'm God and you can trust me. And that moment I decided, okay, God, I will trust you with all of my heart. I give you my life and I trust that you will take care of me. Every morning, all the three kids woke up really, really early, earlier than I wanted to. And the first thing they usually do is to open our door and check that is mommy and daddy is there. And if check, okay, then everything's gonna be all right and they just starting the day. They never, ever open the kitchen and check if there's enough oil or sugar or bread. They never check the electricity system. They never check the bills if everything's all right. They every morning checked father and mother, and they knew that if they were all right, then everything's gonna be all right. And it was it was a message for me nowadays that every morning when I just wake up, and sometimes we have tough days, am I right? Last year and the year before, yeah, we have some really, really tough situations. And it's just a blessing for me that every day when I wake up, first thing is just check the heaven and see my Heavenly Father is there. So everything's gonna be all right. He will take care of me. He will take care of the church, my children, my wife, because He's God, I'm not. And this God just calling us to follow. Follow me, Jesus said, follow me. Take up your cross. And this last sentence is really, really a message to me nowadays, that what good is it to gain the whole world and lose their own soul? So our life is just 80, 90 years, I don't know, maybe less, maybe more, but Jesus is talking about the eternity and the things that if we search the kingdom of God first, then every other things will be added to you as a gift. And by finishing, just let me tell you a last story. There was a guy who had a dream to once jump off a plane, I mean by parachute, of course, but it was just a dream on a bucket list. And finally, when he was like 50 years old, he decided, okay, it's high time to do that. So he went to a school and paid the price and do the training and everything. And finally, the day came when there's a big day. And he went to the shop and bought a parachute watch, a parachute t-shirt, a parachute jeans, a parachute hat, a parachute newspaper, everything. And went to the airport, got on the plane, and he was so happy. He had everything what you could buy, a parachute, mobile, everything. And he jumped off the plane with a parachute hat, a parachute jeans, a parachute mobile, without the parachute. And finally he survived because somebody just realized and others just catched him, and he survived to tell the story. But he had everything but the parachute. And it just warned me that there are important things in life, of course, paying the bills, living the life, enjoying life and be faithful in our jobs and everything, but we know that there's one parachute in life, and this is our relationship with Jesus Christ. And if we have everything else but the parachute, it's a problem. So I just encourage you to focus on the one thing that really matters. And Jesus said that if you want to save your life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for me and for the gospel, you will save it for eternity. And I just encourage you to have this new year, just give it to the Lord and say, God, I trust you. I don't know what the future brings, but I know that you hold my future in your hands. So I believe that you are able to take care of me. I give my life to you. And I just want to pray and give thanks to the Lord. And I just want to encourage you, if you are first-time visitor and you never heard before about God and Jesus and it's all new for you, just give a chance to God and say, God, I need you in my life. When I finish my computer game, I believe that I just need another one, maybe the next game from the shelf, because I choose the wrong game. But then I realized that not another game I needed. I needed peace with God, and it changed everything. So maybe today is your big day to say, God, I need you. Come, let us pray. Father, I'm so thankful for this day, and I just want to thank you the cross that you have taken instead of us. And I just want to thank you the salvation that is a gift. I just want to thank you. And I pray that all of us can really trust you with all of our heart and trust that you can take care of our lives. And I just pray that if there's anybody here listening and feeling the emptiness inside, I just pray that they can give a chance to you. And I know that if somebody call your name, you will be there, your presence will be there, and do what only you can do. The salvation, the redemption, and the peace, what we needed the most right now. I pray in your name, Jesus. Amen.